In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Taylor Newton, founder of the Gorilla Gardening Club, to learn how he's cleaning up the bay for people and wildlife alike.
My name is Taylor Newton. I run an organization called the Gorilla Gardening Club, which is a nonprofit organization over 150 members strong. We do volunteer work having to do with the environment, urban farming, ecology, environmental activism, and public education. The most recent beach cleanup, I've been working with the Morro Bay Harbor Department, one of my favorite municipal departments to work with, by the way. So for the beach cleanup, they wanted to clean up all the derelict boats at Bayshore Bluffs. They didn't want to open up to the public because it was kind of dangerous, picking up old rusty boats. So we donated all of our time, and we were their main labor force. I went down there with about 13 kids. I personally hooked up all of these derelict boats and these giant daisy chains. And the harbor department, they came in with the manpower boats and hooked up to these daisy chains. And the first couple of daisy chains were a little bit too long, and you had this long string of canoes and boats with holes in them that were slightly sinking as they went back to the harbor yard. And they were going through the harbor on the back of these harbor department boats and these huge long chains, and everybody's getting off of their sailboats and looking off from their nice homes, these giant daisy chains. The hour was right though, there wasn't many people out, the wind was right, and we didn't have any accidents. Every single boat that was not accounted for on that beach was cleaned up that day. We even stacked some of the old catamarans. We actually put catamarans on top of other catamarans and just tied them down with the string and fishing line and rope that had been abandoned over years there, and it was like we took all the garbage and put it on the boats and floated them back to the harbor yard, and that's what I am, and I try to teach other people to do that.